This is WSKG News. The New York State Board of Elections recently issued its final report on an experimental public campaign finance system that had no participants. Karen DeWitt has the story.
The experiment in public campaign financing was conceived by Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders in the spring of 2014. It was hastily approved as part of the state budget. It was to apply solely to the state controller's race. The controller, Tom DiNapoli, was not consulted. Reform groups condemned it at the time, saying it was too limited and came too late in the election cycle. DiNapoli, the Democratic candidate, did not participate, and the Republican challenger tried but failed to qualify, saying he could not meet the $200,000 threshold of small donations needed to access the matching funds. The State Board of Elections, in its final report, which was required by law, had little to say. The report says with no qualified participant or full program implementation, it's difficult and somewhat impractical to make comments on how to improve the program. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says that outcome was predictable.
It seemed more like a doomed pilot project than anything that would actually offer anything meaningful. Sadly, that's exactly what happened.
Susan Lerner with Common Cause agrees and says the whole thing was a debacle.
You know, the Fair Elections Coalition, of which Common Cause New York is a part, we all pointed out that this was not set up in any way to allow it actually to be a real program. So it wasn't a test of anything.
Governor Cuomo at the time said he hoped the program would offer guidance on how to expand public matching funds to all statewide political races, as is done in elections in New York City. The government reform groups say lawmakers need to start over with a new system based on New York City's program, which has largely been considered successful. The groups are also pushing for strict limits on lawmakers' outside income. Both the former Senate Majority Leader and Assembly Speaker have been arrested and accused of running scams worth millions of dollars that involve their private employment. And they'd like to close a loophole in campaign finance regulations. It allows for donors and candidates to use limited liability corporations, or LLCs, to skirt the state's contribution limits. Horner with NYPERG says lawmakers aren't going to be able to get away with coming back in 2016, which will be an election year for them, and trying to conduct business as usual.
The public is angry at Albany. The polling tells everyone that. And I think they proceed toward the November 2016 elections at their own risk if they choose to do nothing.
Horner says Governor Cuomo, who has said he's a supporter of public campaign financing, has the power through the state budget to push through reforms. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.